The Lord is risen.
He is risen indeed.
The Lord is risen.
He is risen indeed.
The Lord is risen.
He is risen indeed.
So what? So what? Jesus Christ is risen. So what? You know, is what it comes down to. We can say it all we want, but unless it means something to us, unless what is the so what that Christ is risen? So what? Well, as we've spent all this time in Lent and focused on it, you know, and I've never been a Lent person, and I don't know if you ever noticed, but I hate rituals. I hate these big masses, and I just don't like it. You know, it drives me completely insane to do all these things. I'd rather, for my own self, have no big fire out there, not have 50,000 different readings and 20-minute long songs and all that stuff. I don't like it. I'm just thinking, what's this got to do with the resurrection of Jesus Christ? Well, it's part of the way we celebrate, is what the church tells us. But so what? Unless he's risen for me. And see, that's what we got to focus on. As we focused on Lent, I remember often when I do my passion talk, as I get people ready, I say, I want you to keep two words in mind when to get you through the passion talk. And the two words are for me. Well, the same thing when it comes to the resurrection, the two words that we need to focus on is for me. That when Jesus rose from the grave, he did it for us. That's the point. Because he lives, so shall we live. That it's a very personal thing. It's not a ritual. He was dead, he rose, and he did it for you and I, that we can live with him forever. Today, when I woke up in the morning and throughout the whole day, had you ever have a day filled with anxiety? It was an anxiety day. And I kept coming in prayer because, you know, Jesus, of course, isn't supposed to be here. But he is here in the Blessed Sacrament, whether we, you know, pretend or not. And I'd sit there and I'd just say, Lord, I'm filled with anxiety today. And I was sitting there thinking about all the apostles and how the apostles had to be filled with such great anxiety after the death of Jesus. You two, stop it. After the death of Jesus, they had to be filled with anxiety, huh? Because who is the Messiah is supposed to be here? He was supposed to be Messiah, and he's dead. And I'm sure they walked around afraid and filled with anxiety. And as I would go to pray again and again throughout this day, the thing that kept coming toward to me is, Larry, it's not about you. It's about what I did for you. And see, that's what Easter's about. It's not about us and what we've done or not done. And often Lent keeps us focused on ourselves. But we prepare with Lent to prepare for what Jesus does for us. He dies for us, and then he rises for us. And often we only focus on he dies for us. And so it pulls us down too. It's like, okay, I'm going to have to do that too. Are you going to have to die with Jesus? Yes, but you're going to live with Jesus too. And I'm going to live with Jesus too. And what this is it's a gift that he did. None of the apostles deserved anything he did. None of us have deserved everything. He rose. Again, like tonight, we're going to baptize two women and we're going to confirm three. We're going to confirm five. But like I always tell when I'm doing a baptismal class or something, I say, you know, you people who have not been baptized, you don't have to confess any of your sins. You know that. You get a get out of jail free card tonight. So they could have committed 1,000 sins, 1 billion sins, 100,000 mortal sins. When we take them over there tonight and we pour water on them, they are gone. Period. No penance, nothing. It's a free gift God gives these two women tonight. Totally new. And often we think, well, that's not enough. Or often people come to me and say, well, Father, I still feel guilty about things. Can I confess them? No. Well, why not? Because then you give glory to Satan. You were just covered in the blood of the Lamb. He just covered you with his blood. One drop of his blood is enough. And see, that drives me crazy. Because I think, well, I don't deserve that. These girls don't deserve that. You're right. None of us deserve that. And I'm pretty good at doing what I do, but I'm not very good receiving things from people. You know, I just don't like it. You know, someone last night sent me a text, and it was a thank you, you made my day text. And that just made me anxious. Like, what? Don't say that. I mean, I made your day. What the heck? You know, I don't receive things well. I don't receive gifts well. I don't receive love well. I don't receive any of those things well. Because it's kind of like, well, now I owe you. Or now, what do I do for that? There's always something, well, what's the catch? There is no catch here. What Jesus did for us is no catch. Our job is to receive it gratefully, joyfully. To receive what Christ did for us when he rose from the dead, that we can live forever. And then he tells us two things. The angel tells us, and then he does the same thing. Do not be afraid, and come and see. That when we look at Jesus and he has the power over death, that Jesus is more powerful than death, we don't have to be afraid of anything. I remember when I came to Jesus at 17 years of age. And when I came to Jesus, it was because of Billy Graham. And again, we're going to have a Billy Graham thing here in September. And it was because I was watching him. And as I was watching him, and I'm 17, and I'm turning, going through the clicker, and I'm going through very fast as I'm going through the clicker. And then I see Billy Graham, and what do you do when you see Billy Graham, especially when I was 17? You switch to go to somewhere else. You don't stop. Who the heck wants to watch Billy Graham when you're 17? Especially when you had to be real close to the TV and turn the thing, because we didn't have remote control. Remember those days? You kids don't remember those days, but I remember. And it was in black and white, and you went up there, and you turned, you had four stations. But anyway, one whole station that was mad was all Billy Graham. But while I'm turning him on, he's sitting there saying, I've watched people die! And I'm thinking, oh, please. And I turned him off. And I thought, but I was afraid of dying big time at that time, so I thought, let's go back and hear what he had to say. He said again, I've seen people die, and some people, when they're dying, they're afraid, and they're saying, I don't want to die, I don't want to die, please, I don't want to die. Other people, they have a smile on their face and say, Jesus, I'm coming home. And I thought then, wow, if you could face death with no fear, that would be the greatest gift anybody could have. And so that's when I start searching for Jesus. And when I searched for him and I found him, then that would made all the difference. That even the greatest fear everyone has, he says, I can take that fear away from you. I died for your sins, and I will bring you to everlasting life. So do not be afraid. Come and see. Know that I am alive. So the question tonight is, do you know that he's alive? Have you experienced him in his resurrection? Do you know that? And if not, you got to go and see. You got to spend time with him. And let him give the gift of resurrection and making all things new and taking away all your fear. And let him give that all to you tonight. You got it? You get it? You going to do it? May you know his love today and forever. Amen. 8 minutes and 53 seconds. That's a short one these last couple days, so. Okay.